Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends natural marriage in Romania and in other places around the world. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Our chief litigation counsel, Harry Mehet, is from Romania, and his very first day of freedom was on Christmas Day when the communist dictator Ceausescu was overthrown, and he was actually executed in a 24-hour period. He was tried, executed, and hung. But the revolution was 2 weeks in the process, and it was on Christmas Day that he experienced his first day of freedom. So he is still involved with much of the Romanian community. A lot of Romanian community have been now American citizens, but he was invited to go back to Romania to speak to Romanians there regarding their upcoming referendum in 2017 regarding the issue of natural marriage. So this is a big event that's happening in the country of Romania and literally, frankly, around the world.
Yeah, this is amazing. And Harry, of course, recently went back to Romania. He, as you mentioned, a native Romanian, met with members of Romania's parliament, lawyers, judges, pastors, students, and other community leaders, educating them and sharing the simple and timeless message that marriage is worth defending. Harry is an incredible, incredible man with an incredible story. And it's just so neat to see him back there in his home country fighting the same kind of fights he's been fighting right here in the United States in defense of natural marriage, natural family, the fundamental cornerstone of any healthy society. And so I'm very encouraged by this, but Matt, I would say you better be careful because George Soros and his cronies might be coming after you guys pretty soon for so-called crimes against humanity for actually defending natural marriage abroad.
You know, well, the Romanian Constitutional Court recently approved and confirmed more than 3 million signatures in a country of less than 20 million people. 3 million or so signatures called for this national referendum, and that was to put it on the ballot so that they could reaffirm in their constitutional system marriage as the union of a man and a woman. We filed an amicus brief in defense of natural marriage at the Romanian Constitutional Court, and the court ruled in favor of this referendum. So that means next year, 2017, Romanians will go to the polls to actually vote on this issue. Harry Mehet will return to Romania. He was invited by leaders in that country to come and speak to the Romanians about what this all involves and what we have experienced here in the United States of America. So as you mentioned, he met with Romanians' parliament, lawyers, judges, pastors, students, and community leaders. And his message was simple, and that is marriage is worth defending. He addressed some of the tactics by the LGBT operatives in the United States, including the marginalization of Christian and conservative voices. He also countered one of the leading arguments against the amendment of the national constitution, and that it's unnecessary. You know, that was one of the arguments that the Soros-backed non-governmental organizations have said, it's unnecessary. We don't need an amendment here to our Romanian law. It's already illegal to have same-sex marriage. They pointed to what their Supreme Court was able to do in the United States. And he says, you know, what happened in America with this 5-4 vote could happen in Romania. And so you need to take precautions now.
You know, it's amazing that we even talk about this, that we have to defend natural marriage. We have to defend what God created between one man and one woman. But we continue the fight because, like he said, marriage is worth defending. And we have to fight against, you know, the LGBT agenda and all that.
You know, here in this country, I know some of the liberal tweets from those who tweet on this kind of thing or retweet. They went nuts over a statement that I made regarding appointments of new justices or judges to the United States Supreme Court. Donald Trump has said that he has committed to nominate pro-life justices and judges.
Thankfully.
These are people who, in their judicial philosophy, would read the Constitution and not see abortion in there. Because if you read it for what it says and its history and intent, obviously there is no constitutional right, it's ludicrous to think that there is, to kill an unborn innocent child. That's the essence of this right to an abortion, so-called. And when you read the Constitution and it's just simply not there, back when the court did this in 1973, it says, well, there's no particular text, there's no history, it's all contrary to this, but it's somewhere lurking in there. It's in the penumbra. It's like this emanation, this kind of glow that comes outside of an eclipse, the glow around the edges of the moon and the sun, how that makes that penumbra glow. So it's got to be in there somewhere. It's kind of like glowing from the edges of the Constitution. It might be in the fifth, you know, the ninth. It could be in all these other. There's no one place. It's just somewhere in there. Well, that's like hocus pocus. When you have a judge that's appointed that will read the Constitution without this hocus pocus penumbra and inventing a right that's not there with regards to abortion, that same judge would do the same thing on the issue of marriage, because that's the same deconstruction of the Constitution that abortion is. And so if you have a commitment to put on the bench people who understand that abortion is not a constitutional right in the Constitution, those same justices or judges, when they come to a marriage, will do the same thing, meaning this 5-4 opinion at the United States Supreme Court is hanging by a thread and could easily be reversed.
Right.
Absolutely. Any strict constructionist, constitutionalist judge, any judge, that is to say, who does not view inappropriately the Constitution as some kind of living, breathing document that they get to ignore and circumvent in order to push their own personal agenda and ideology, which is what the left does. Even you think about the dissent with Justice Clarence Thomas, with Scalia, Roberts and Alito on Obergefell, the most scathing dissent I've read in recent years, saying that, there are going to be LGBT people celebrating this and everything, but don't celebrate it as a victory for the Constitution, because the Constitution has nothing to do with it. So any pro-life judge who is going to appropriately recognize that the Constitution has nothing to do with Roe v. Wade is also going to recognize that there is no constitutional right for a man to so-called marry another man. It's absurd on its face, just like Roe v. Wade was absurd on its face.
And this is why some of the people that were part of the left ideology, if you will, and it's not really so much left, it's just radical ideology. It's just anti-constitutional, anti-objective reality ideology. That's why they were so upset that Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't get elected. Because if she had gotten elected, she would appoint radical justices to fill Scalia's seat and the other seats that will come available, and the Supreme Court would be lost for the rest of our lives. Now what you have is the opportunity over the next 4 years or so to have justices and judges put in place that will respect the Constitution. And when you do that, the abortion, the slaughter of millions of children, 3,000 every day, as much die in abortion every day that died in all of the 9/11 disaster. All the people who died on 9/11, right. That's how many children we kill every day under this Supreme Court, now a 5-4 decision from 1992.
54 million since that decision.
54 million. I mean, we're talking about twice the size of the entire state of Florida of every person breathing. Drive from one end of Florida, from the Keys to the Panhandle. It's going to take you probably about 10 or 12 hours to do that. If you go from Key West all the way to the Panhandle, Pensacola, it's going to take you a long time. And every single person you see along the way or fly over, that's double the amount of people that we've killed since 1973.
Well, for the first time since 1973 in my lifetime, I think Roe v. Wade is in serious trouble. And federal funding of Planned Parenthood is in serious trouble.
And the issue of this whole deconstruction of marriage, which as a policy statement says that boys, you don't need a father. They're completely irrelevant to your well-being. We're going to establish a policy where dads are completely irrelevant. We're going to elevate it to the highest pinnacle, and we're going to put protections and laws around it, and we're going to celebrate it, and this is our new reality. Well, we're not going to accept that new reality because that is something that will bring this society down to its knees. And now we have an opportunity to change that reality into something that is more consistent with not only natural law, but biblical law and common sense as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Instead of getting discouraged, get encouraged and join Liberty Counsel. Any contribution you make to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year will be doubled, and you can make your contribution online or get information at the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.